Okay, so let's have a look at part C then for question eight for the 2018 stock valuation question. So it's a little bit of theory on this. So it says, explain how the concept of prudence applies to the valuation of your closing stock. So the prudence concept is basically that profits are not overstated and losses are not understated. So if we overstated our profits, then we won't be shown a true fair value of the company. And if losses are not are understated, so we're not kind of putting in too much losses. So if closing stock was overvalued, so if we put an overvalue on our profit on our closing stock, well then our profits then would be overstated. Okay, so we're saying we've got too much profit. So therefore, stocks or your closing stock should be valued at the lower of the cost or the net realizable value. So when we're evaluating stock all the time, it's either going to be the lower of the cost or net realizable value, whichever one of them is the lowest. So that means then that we won't be overstating our closing stock. So we're going to be lying on the side of caution. So that won't affect our profits. So these two sentences here will be really important for answering this. So the prudence concept ensure that the profits are not overstated and losses are not understated. So we're saying what the prudence concept is, and then what's the effect on our closing stock. So if closing stock was overvalued, then profits will be overstated. Therefore, stocks should be valued at the lower of cost or net realizable value. And those three sentences should be enough to give you one mark to answer that question, so you have enough of information in there.